it's different for you this year. Like you're more composed most of all times.
I don't know if I'd say it's different, but I mean I've improved a lot of things over the summer, and I still like my game. I think I'm moving well, and I'm seeing pucks well, and I'm patient on the pucks. It's a little bit of a tough luck situation for me in the last couple of games. Pucks have been bouncing, and that happens during the season, so we shouldn't look too much into it, but it's nice to get a practice day here and there and work on some things, too.
So is overanalyzing something you want to stay away from? Is that sort of the approach?
Yeah, I don't know if you can overanalyze it unless you're really thinking about it at every second. And maybe you can, and maybe that's what I'm doing. I don't realize it, and that's why the pucks are bouncing off sticks and stuff, but let's be honest, that's the game of hockey, and that's how goals are going to go in. There's not a whole lot where I'm saying, oh, I need to be better. I'm just going to need to continue improving my game every step of the way, and when I get practices, I need to start creating my own luck.
What was the major issue yesterday, do you think?
It's tough to say. They got 5 goals, and I'd call them all lucky goals. I mean, that being said, I'd like to have them, and I'd like to have a lot of those, but there's still bad luck. It's bouncing off sticks, and guys are just, they're an inch behind it, so maybe it's, maybe we finally got a chance to catch a breath and relax a little too much. I don't know, it's tough to say, but, you know, we're a good hockey team in here, and I think I showed in practice today how well we know that.
A bonus for you yesterday to be able to stay in and play the third, just continue to battle on and kind of keep getting yourself ready now for the next one, whatever that may be, it'd be tomorrow or Sunday?
Well, absolutely. You know, I felt really good in the game. I thought I was moving well and I was seeing pucks well. So the fact that I got to play the whole game actually helps my stats, and that's personally, but it helps me. Well, actually, it doesn't only help me. It helps the team believe in me and know that I'm going to battle no matter what happens, and it allows me to show I have the mental side, too.
Connor, you're a goaltending consultant, Adler. Is an interesting guy. I'm wondering how often do you consult with him in a situation like this about posture and that sort of thing?
I might shoot him a text after a game or no more than usual. We stay in contact quite a bit because I want to stay ahead of things. But when pucks are bouncing the wrong way, you want to see if there's anything you can improve to help create that luck. But I mean, if I had to guess right now, it's just been a series of bad luck, and you got to imagine it's going to come my way.
Game's coming up against the Blues. Nashville, obviously, more divisional matchups right around the corner here. Just the importance from your standpoint of continuing on to get some valuable points here in the Central Division that's starting to tighten up for everybody?
Oh, absolutely. Weird schedule going back-to-back with the same team, but reminds me of the good old college days. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a grind, and they're a good team over there, and they're looking at us saying they need to get ahead of the curve too. So I think this weekend's going to be very big for us.